It's the Michael Mara Show.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're an idiot.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mike.
We were mentioning a little bit earlier that we're going to do a little modification on BYOB Fridays.
Okay.
And I think everybody's going to be happy.
It'll be new and improved.
I'll be chatting with people about that. Want to thank everybody that dropped by for our big pumpkin smash.
Yeah.
Thank all the good people that came by. Also from Sunbelt Rentals. Do I have that one right?
Let's say that.
They had the wood chipper. They had the roller.
They had
the wonderful hydraulic lift.
Mm-hmm. That hydraulic lift, man. I'm sorry you didn't get a chance to play it.
Me too, Jack.
You would have loved it.
That was a lot of fun. So thanks to them. And I hope all the youngsters got pumpkins. I certainly hope they did.
It was a smash.
That's it. You're listening to Rob plays a little Buddy Rich for me, even though
I think
the last person to actually buy a Buddy Rich record has been dead for 10 years.
Oh,
this is great. Exciting. This is Buddy with Maynard Ferguson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. West Side Story Medley, right? No, it might not be that, is it?
Yeah, this is.
West Side Story Medley. I should know that.
Perhaps you've said too much.
Now, without further ado,
it's stunning.
Let's listen to Katie and her thought of the day.
Yeah. Hi there. This is Katie with a very special thought of the day. People who don't use turn signals ought to be maimed. It does no good to slam on your brakes while turning into your local coffee shop for your ridiculously named beverage. You're going to kill somebody. They're called turn signals. They signal drivers around you. Also, if you are too feeble to turn off the damn signal, it's time to turn in your keys and check into Leisure World. I hate ignorant turn signal operators. And you, I hate you too.
Thank you, Katie. Oh,
sweetest cotton candy. So
and not to be outdone, we check in briefly with our general manager, Michael Hughes.
Well, that's all right, lovey. We can wait for a yacht.
That's it. I like it when it is short and sweet. I want to mention that coming up on Monday's show.
Monday.
It's going to be really, really fun when we talk to CNBC's money hottie, Carmen Wong Ehrlich.
She
I like
she?
That name anyway.
Wow.
Carmen Wong Ehrlich.
Ehrlich.
Also, just after 5, we will attempt to channel BA's dog Bunny with pets. With pet psychic Janelle Eaton.
Have you ever been bitten from beyond the grave?
I will say that I have already warned Ms. McBride to try her very best to keep it together. Because this is going to be a teary thing.
That's great. You know what?
Emotional moment.
That's like as Beth Ann leaves the diving board, you say, Beth Ann, try not to get wet.
As soon as the psychic comes in. You know what the psychic's going to do? I believe the dog is wagging its tail now. And she's just going to go,
I'm seeing the dog. Was it a brown dog?
Let's get our last look at
Buzz. Did it have distemper?
It had wild eyes. All right. I'm sorry, Beth Ann. That's not funny.
No. We're not going to laugh about the fact that Bunny's eyes look like bowls of skim milk.
Now, before we get on with the news, Nima has a presentation for Mr. Burbank. She has something for you. I don't know what's going on here, but
neither
the Buzz Babes have a surprise. They're all fully clothed,
it's
which is extremely disappointing. And what is the surprise, Nima? What do we have going on here?
All right, Mike. Well, this is a well-kept secret, but Buzz Burbank's birthday is on Tuesday.
What? Oh, my God.
And he's going to be 29.
That's right.
29 years young.
Again.
Mike, you knew this.
Yeah, I knew exactly.
And me too.
Yeah, I knew it was his birthday.
It's on your calendar.
You know, I got to give you credit. You don't parrot your birthday. Trumpet your birthday around like I do all the time. And what did you bring, Buzz?
And so on behalf of the Buzz Babes,
Brought Buzz her booty.
This is from the group?
Not only that.
Uh-huh.
I also brought Buzz this card.
Oh, how nice. It says, happy birthday to our darling Buzz on the outside.
Aww.
And on the inside, the card has cartoon mice on it. It says, some people have good looks, some people have charm, some have intelligence. You have all those plus, and then you open the card, and it says us, meaning the Buzz Babes.
Aww.
Isn't that nice? Aww.
Thank you. I'm getting all choked up.
We love you, Buzz.
A happy birthday. Oh, that's wonderful. Everybody signed it. It's just great.
That's so sweet.
I'm very
touched.
But
now we're all going to sing in Marilyn Monroe style.
Oh, God.
Oh,
dear.
Wow.
All right, but do it fast.
Happy birthday to Buzz.
All right. Go.
Happy birthday to you.
Faster.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, dear Buzz Babe.
Happy birthday to you.
Very good. Thank you very much. All right. Very nice. Thank you, Nima.
Oh, that's wonderful.
His name's Obama.
Stop it. All right, the last
the
look
music
at news.
Portion of the show.
An abbreviated news with Buzz Burbank. Go ahead, Buzzy.
Jeez, a guy has to be really careful what he says these days.
That's for sure.
Yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said he had heard that a big insurance company, a name we all know well, was about to go bankrupt.
How's your Harry Reid, Mike?
It's right down here.
I know it. Mm-hmm.
He was making the point that the rescue plan needed to be passed by the House quickly, or that folding of an insurance company could happen.
Right.
When Reid's comment got out, stocks for major insurance companies dropped like a rock. Since then, MetLife has said it's not the company going bankrupt, even though MetLife stock did drop 14% yesterday.
It's so depressed.
Hartford stock, meanwhile, fell 33%.
Hartford.
It's my hometown.
I know it.
My hometown where I was from. My father was in the insurance business.
I know. That's where the statue of you is.
Where they insured. Yes, lovely little statue. It's me. It's like, but it's not like a conventional statue. It's not like I'm riding on a horse or throwing a rock or anything like that. It's a Buddha statue.
Is it? No kidding.
Yeah, it's me just sitting there, yoga style with my big old belly hanging out. Man. And my head is shaved.
And it's made of ice.
That's right. Go see the Buddha, the Michael Mara Buddha.
At the Hartford Civic Center.
Rub its tummy for luck.
Right. You betcha Joe Sixpack watched that doggone debate last night between Sarah Palin and Joe Biden.
Oh, there you go, Buzz, doing what you do, going backwards looking with back. All your things that you do. Oh, boy, I tell you. Boy, look at all these kids and my snowmobile and husband. I sure love to F.
Wink, wink.
Right. Nielsen says early ratings in the nation's 55 biggest markets were up 42% over McCain and Obama's first encounter last Friday.
There's nothing wrong with a lot of people watching that. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. No.
Their specific estimate of how many people watch Thursday night will be out later, but indications are it will be perhaps the most watched political debate ever.
You really think that's true, sir?
You were wrong.
No, he was just giving you statistics.
You were wrong.
He's so contrary.
And that's the bottom line. Because John McCain said so.
And you know, last night McCain was watching Gunsmoke.
Yes, on his special Betamax set that he had at home.
Neither vice candidate did themselves or their candidates any harm. Palin, except for the winking and overuse of calculated folksy talk, mostly defied her Tina Fey stereotype. But several polls of undecided voters show that Biden won. In a CBS News poll of uncommitted voters, 46% said Biden won, 33% saw it as a tie, only 21% gave the win to Palin. But it may not matter since 70% of them agreed the debate did nothing to help them decide how to vote. The majority of them also have improved opinions of both running mates.
They don't know how to vote?
They haven't decided.
You go in,
yet.
You pull the curtain and walk into the
Well,
thing.
I think they know how, they just don't know which way.
There you go, Buzz.
I know.
Going back to those things you do.
Biden.
Going backwards is what you're doing. You betcha, I understand.
You understand.
You're having a good time with all of us. You're doing that. You're representing that other side of the fence there.
Nice suit.
I understand. Thanks a lot. It's got a slit.
I noticed that.
Sit up the side just for you, Buzz. Easy access.
Biden had an overwhelming victory when they pulled cosmetic dentists.
He had some piano keys, didn't he?
Really, he smiled real big. It looked like Arlington Cemetery.
You know, it really is. It's really important, I think, if you're going to get those Da Vinci veneers, do so before you're 60.
Yeah.
Because if you do it after you're 60, you're going to look like Lou Dobbs or Joe Biden. As soon as you smile, you know, you look like something out of Poltergeist.
Bless their hearts. It's happened to some older people in my family. And I think what happens is when you cross 65, I think your head starts to shrink.
Yes, it does.
But your ears
stay big.
Exactly.
And your nose, all the cartilage things stay big.
But your teeth stay the same, and really it just looks like plates.
Dinner plates, yeah. You know what I'd like to say? You get Lou Dobbs, Joe Biden, and Faye Dunaway in a room. And see if they can eat each other.
And throw in an ear of corn. And let them chase it.
Come on now, Buzz.
Now, CNN uses an emotional response device with its focus group of uncommitted voters. Favorable readings shot up when Biden talked about losing his wife and daughter in a car wreck. That was a touching moment. He got a high rating for calling Dick Cheney the most dangerous vice president in history. And he got high marks for saying an Obama administration would end the war in Iraq. Palin also got high marks, but the positive emotional ratings fell sharply whenever she began to speak. Her defense of the surge got a flat response, but she did get high marks for defending Israel and offshore drilling. The focus group on the Fox News channel was sponsored by Budweiser. Budweiser is distributed by a company owned by Cindy McCain.
The first applause during our debate has gone to the Anheuser-Busch Brewing Company.
I love it.
Thank you.
By a company in Belgium.
What was that? I'm sorry. Into the microphone, Nima.
now owned by a company in Belgium.
In Belgium, right.
So
yes.
They're working on it. It's
but
not
Rob, you drink
yet.
Belgian beer, don't you?
Well, no, I prefer German beer.
Oh, right? Bremen. It's not Belgian. Right. Bremen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. What is it? Stella Artois. That's
Belgian, I think.
Belgian beer. It's all good.
Sure.
It's beer.
I've never met one I didn't like.
Oh, I don't know. You know what? Calder's 29.
Well, you never had Wiedemann's.
I bet. You know what? I bet Wiedemann's is much better than Calder's 29.
Look for Wiedemann's in the white can.
Yeah, because white is cheaper.
18 cents a six pack.
Oh, my God.
Yes. No, it wasn't that cheap. I'm not that old, for God's sake.
I thought it was that bad.
Thank you.
A nail salon in Washington State that's been attracting men and women from as far away as Ohio with its fish pedicure. In which tiny carp nibbled dead skin off people's feet. You but know that thing you and Rob did?
What?
Well, you know how it works. You get 15 minutes of nibbling for $30.
Yeah, what happened?
Cash cow for manicure.
Yeah, what would happen?
The state health department in Washington has shut down the operation.
We had that done to our feet.
Yes.
The health department in Washington State says there's really no way to sanitize the fish between cleanings. Health officials say there's a risk of disease transmission.
That explains it, Mike, why your foot looks like Jamie Presley's foot last night on Earl.
I got all your diseases now.
Oh, I got all yours.
Oh, my God. That, you know,
who wins in that contest?
I'm going to have ulcerative colitis, and you're going to have herpes.
You know what? I've been drinking a lot more.
Oh, my God.
They say the risk is because the fish goes from one customer to the next. The salon has been ordered to either destroy the fish.
Do you know how many people told me that after the fish? How many people warned me about that?
How many told you?
Everybody was asking me about that. Don't you think it might be a little unsanitary?
Yeah, it's like having sex with everyone that the fish is.
Do you remember
sex
when
with?
The fish pooped right after that? How quickly? Yeah. Yes, McKetsey.
But don't the fish themselves sanitize?
I would think so.
Okay.
That's what the guy said, and that's what.
Chow
En Lai said that when he was in here, right? Wang Wang or whatever his name was.
Chop Suey was just trying to sell a product. He doesn't know.
They were very nice to come down.
They were very nice, but now they're trying to kill us.
Health officials in Washington say no. In Washington State say no. The fish don't.
We
got to
wrap it up, Buzz.
The salon owner says the fish cannot transmit infection, and that each customer's feet are washed before and after each treatment. And finally, as much as goodwill appreciate your generosity, please, 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 no more donating live grenades. A bomb squad
called into
a Wisconsin town yesterday after someone donated a smoke canister and a hand grenade. They were detonated elsewhere. No one got hurt. And a Rhode Island man faces criminal charges after his 97 Infiniti started spewing black smoke. The man had apparently lighted illegal fireworks inside the car.
Sorry, Tracy.
Tossing them out.
That was fun.
Something must have gone horribly wrong.
Horribly wrong.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Want to thank hello. Hero star Greg Grunberg, also porn star Katsuni and Jen Kober. Check out that 100 calorie thing that she does. That's on MichaelMaraShow.com. Monday show, Hottie from CNBC, Carmen Wong Ehrlich, and just after 5, channeling BA's dog Bunny with a pet psychic. Yes, that's what we do for a living here. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Artinger. And the show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the We'll Take a Cab Home radio network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, roses are red, violets are blue. We'll get a limo. And so can you.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all I have to say today. Thanks for a great week, everybody. Yeah, everybody that came out for the pumpkins. We'll see you Monday. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.